Well, hello, everyone. Welcome to In My Downtown, a podcast by the Michigan Downtown Association. This is Annette Knowles. This episode is the preview of Advocacy Day and the Spring Workshop in East Lansing. Join me for a conversation with Dana Walker, Executive Director of the Michigan Downtown Association. How's it going?
Just great. Thank you very much.
Good. Thanks for joining me today. I'm so excited to hear about the Spring Workshop. So let's start with Advocacy Day. Why does the MDA schedule Advocacy Day?
We do that to help our members talk directly to legislators in Lansing. So this year, our Legislative Advocacy Day is March 8th. We will be meeting at the Anderson House Building in the beautiful Mackinac Room. And I truly mean that the room there is just gorgeous. Our members come. We then have casual conversations with legislators over lunch. So it's a great opportunity in a very casual atmosphere for our directors, our downtown stakeholders, to talk to legislators from across the state about the importance of downtowns. Right now, there isn't any two downtowns on the docket, but that doesn't mean it's not important to make sure that legislators understand the importance of downtowns, downtown organizations, and downtown managers. And this year, Annette, I would say it's probably most important than in the last few years, just because it was an election year last year. So we have a whole new docket of legislators who have never been in the Capitol before, are just starting out their new term. So I think it's really important to have conversations about the importance of downtowns and, hey, these are the issues that we see, and over a very casual lunch. And so there's no pressure. There's nothing to be scared of with these conversations. It's not confrontational. So it's usually just a great day to start those conversations with people.
I've experienced the Advocacy Day, and I have found just having that casual atmosphere has been really, I want to say calming is maybe not the right word, but they really try to put you at ease and definitely kind of non-confrontational relationship building. And I guess, is that really what we should be expecting to experience as members for the day, is just beginning to cultivate, you know, knowledge of DDAs and knowledge of the people who are making things happen? And
people have had relationships over the years. They know about DDAs, but what a great time just to say, hi, listen to what I did in downtown this past year, or our downtown experienced tremendous growth because of our downtown organization. So not only is it an opportunity to start conversations or continue conversations about downtown concerns, but it's also a wonderful way to reinforce the idea and the fact that downtown organizations and downtown managers are so key to the economic development of downtown, the community, the region, and the state of Michigan. So, and we offer talking points. So before legislators start coming in for lunch, we, as the MDA, our Legislative Advocacy Committee, goes through some talking points. And so people that, you know, directors that maybe aren't sure how to start a conversation, we kind of role play, hey, here's some topics you could talk about. So we put everyone at ease. And then, you know, by the end of lunch, conversations are just rolling. And it's an exciting hour just to hear, you know, a room full of people, movers and shakers in the state of Michigan, both at the state level and at a very local level, talking about downtowns.
So it sounds like in order to best prepare for Advocacy Day, a member might learn and become familiar with the talking points, and then also prepare some remarks about some of the program highlights. And then what is the best follow-up after Advocacy Day that a member can take?
Yeah, that's a great question. So after meeting with the legislators on that Wednesday, we suggest sending an email, a thank you email, better yet, a phone call, or even a written letter. People still do those occasionally some days, and I find that the written letter goes a long way. And you and I have talked about that before too. But you know, just a thank you, saying, hey, it was great to meet you. If you have any further questions about anything downtown, please use me or the MDA as your resource. And that's really another key message we want our members to reiterate is that if a legislator has a question about anything downtown, whether it's housing or economic development or a farmer's market, the MDA and or the downtown manager, him or herself, is the resource to use. And so that those forms of communication and exchanging emails and, you know, knowing the right person to talk to is key in a great message that we like to send home that day.
Now, remind me again what the date and time is of Advocacy Day.
Sure. It is Wednesday, March 8th in downtown Lansing, literally across from the Capitol building. And our registration for our members starts at 10:30 and then lunch begins at noon. So with the legislators. And then we have an hour and 15 minutes scheduled for lunch. And then after lunch, we have some more private meetings with key legislators on certain committees that directly would affect downtowns. And our members go to those legislators' offices for a more direct conversation. And again, we offer talking points, so you're not just sent in there not knowing what to say or how to react should something come up. And the key for those also is, hey, if you have questions, if the rep or the senator is on a committee and has a question about a policy, you know, call the MDA, ask us, let us be the resource that you use.
Okay. Well, that sounds like a really full day. And unlike the summer workshop, the spring workshop is really a two-day function. So let's move on to the next day, spring workshop. Tell me something about the venue, the graduate.
Well, this Spartan graduate loves the Spartan graduate. So the Graduate Hotel is a very new building in downtown East Lansing, right across from campus. And the Graduate Hotels are like a chain, if you will, and they are known to be in college towns. So when you walk into the Graduate East Lansing, you will find a lot of green and white, and it's a very, very cool atmosphere. We stayed there last year and had a wonderful experience, great hospitality, beautiful rooms. Like I said, it's a fairly new, I would say within the last 2-3 years. So it was wonderful. So we have a block of hotel rooms at the Graduate, and then our workshop will be in one of the ballrooms at the Graduate. So beautiful windows looking out at the streetscape of downtown East Lansing. So I'm very excited to be there again this year. Like I said, we had great experience last year. Even those who sometimes wear maize and blue, I think were impressed with the Graduate East Lansing last year.
Okay, I'm fessing up. I'm one of them. So the date on the spring workshop is the day following Advocacy Day. And what time does the workshop begin?
So the workshop will begin Thursday, March 9th, with registration at 8 o'clock. And then the meat of our programming begins at 8:45. With registration, lunch is included. And so we will have lunch on site at the Graduate.
And what are some of the key presentations or speakers that might be of interest?
The theme for the workshop is perceptions, debunking myths, and changing narratives to create strong downtowns. What we are finding at the MDA is that community members, legislators at any level, state, local, maybe sometimes don't quite understand the importance of a strong downtown or a strong downtown manager or organization. So DDA, Downtown Development Authority directors, downtown directors, wear many hats. And so what we're trying to do with this workshop is acknowledge that and then give tips and tricks to attendees on how you can begin to change the narrative about your downtown. Look what our downtown does. It's not just the beautiful flowers that we plant, although very important. If you dig a little deeper, no pun intended, you're going to find the economic development that a downtown organization does, the infrastructure projects that a downtown can help with. So it's a lot of layers. And so that's what we want our managers to walk away with on this day is, wow, I am important. I am an economic developer. And these are some ways that I can communicate that, not only my importance as a downtown manager, but also a downtown organization. And we have a strong slate of speakers addressing certain topics. We're going to have a session on communication, showing ways to effectively communicate through your website, through social media, through newsletters. So kind of hitting all the ways that people communicate these days. We also are going to feature the Michigan Economic Development Corporation's new website page on downtown resources. It's an awesome resource that they're rolling out, and it has a list of resources. It is so complete, Annette. I can't even explain how complete it is. It's just amazing the resources they pull together to help downtown managers across the state with questions that they have, whether it's planning or zoning or infrastructure or economic development, you name it, it's not going to be on that site. So we're going to get a great session on that also.
Wow, that sounds really exciting and intriguing to me. Someone who has been in the career field for probably longer than some of our attendees will have been alive. You always learn something new. And the attendees are really important as well as our members. And part of the great thing about the workshop is the opportunity and ability to engage and commiserate with one another. So what social activities will be available?
On March 8th, so that's the Wednesday, March 8th, whether you go to the Legislative Advocacy Day or not, we have a networking event at Beggar's Banquet in downtown East Lansing, scheduled beginning from 5:30 to 7:30. It is free to attend. There will be a cash bar and appetizers will be available. And that is a great way. And like I said, whether you go to Advocacy Day or not, attendees of the workshop are welcome to join us during that networking event. And we typically, you know, have a great representation from across the state of downtown stakeholders who casually are able to talk, friends see each other again, who maybe haven't seen each other since the last MDA event, or you meet new friends. And it's amazing when you get a room full of downtown champions talking casually, you know, over their appetizers and beverage. It's amazing, and the great connections that we make there. So that is one of the, to me, the one of the best things about coming to our workshop is that ability to network. And then throughout the day on Thursday during our workshop, we do have networking breaks. So you can visit our vendors or our sponsors that are in the room with us and get resources that you might need with lighting or engineering, et cetera, whatever, you know, you're looking for services for your downtown, but also a great way to mingle with the downtown managers and stakeholders that are within the room for the attendees. And then lunch also is a great way when we're in the room, because lunch will be served in the same room we're having the meetings, is another way to move around and meet people and talk, share stories, ask questions. It's a great benefit to me with these workshops, not only the educational sessions, but the networking sometimes is even more valuable.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned the word benefits, because I think one of the other benefits of attending workshops and conferences, of course, is the ability to explore the communities that we're visiting. And so my next guest will be Adam Cummins, who is the Community and Economic Development Administrator for East Lansing, and he's going to share with us some of the latest developments and activities or things to see while we're visiting East Lansing. So I'm really excited to transition to Adam shortly. But in the meantime, Dana, I just wanted to thank you for sharing some time out of your day to give us some of these workshop highlights. Really, really excited and looking forward to meeting up with you this March.
Well, thank you, Annette. And if those that want to get more information, they're welcome to visit our website, michigandowntowns.com, or also our Facebook or Instagram page. So we would welcome both members of the Michigan Downtown Association and non-members, and not just for directors, Annette. We've seen recently a lot of people bringing a few team members with them. So whether it's staff at the downtown organization or board members. It'd be wonderful to see board members there getting education about downtowns and best practices. So we welcome members and non-members, and we look forward to seeing everyone either March 8th and or March 9th in the Lansing, East Lansing area.
My next guest is Adam Cummins, the Community and Economic Development Administrator for the City of East Lansing. Adam is here today
to share highlights about local DDA activities and to preview what developments and attractions you want to visit while at the conference. Let's listen in.
We're here with Adam Cummins from East Lansing. How are you, Adam?
I'm doing well, Annette. Thanks for having me.
No, thanks for being on the podcast. We are so excited to come to East Lansing and are really eager to hear about some of the latest happenings. So can you tell us what the East Lansing DDA is currently working on?
Yeah, the DDA has a variety of projects and initiatives currently underway. We have Albert Alfresco, which is essentially an open streets concept. It was designed during the height of the COVID-19 pandemic, right? In response to getting people outside, getting them outdoors, social distancing. We closed down a section of Albert Avenue in downtown East Lansing, and we install street furniture and other amenities in the middle of the street to create a pedestrian-centric experience, right? We provide programming, live music, games, and other events all summer long. And so we're really gearing up for that at the moment. We hope to launch that in May of 2023 again. This will be the third annual Albert Alfresco. The DDA is also really focused on creative placemaking projects currently, really focused on incorporating all forms of the arts in everything we do. Several examples include what's called a tile mural project. So this project came about in 2021. The East Lansing High School art students and East Lansing Arts Commission. So that tile mural project is the last bit of that project that began in 2021. DDA is really focused on the rotating artwork display program. So this was also conceptualized under that crowdfunding project using public spaces, community places, right? It was called the Place Project. Rotating artwork display program, what this does is it has four panels, two-sided panels that allow us to display artwork on a rotating basis. So we'll install 8 prints of artwork into these panels. We'll showcase them for about 3 or 4 months. And then when we remove those prints, that the artwork from the panels, we then install them into the parking, the public parking facilities throughout downtown. This rotation occurs among MSU Broad Art Museum. We use some of their prints, as well as local artists, and then East Lansing High School AP art student. We're working on several alley beautification projects. We have a marketing campaign underway in collaboration with the Downtown Management Board. It's called the DNA Marketing Campaign. And that just plays off the downtown slogan, which is daytime, nighttime, anytime. And then, you know, really the rest of 2023 is a major planning period for the DDA, really looking into operations and maintenance. You know, we need to increase our level of services because we've experienced significant growth in the last several years. So there's going to be a lot of planning underway. And I'd really say that's about it.
Well, you sound really busy.
Yeah, we are certainly busy, but it's a lot of fun.
I would imagine, and you can let me know if I'm wrong or not, but given the proximity of Michigan State University campus, some mutual cooperation with the university, would you say that's true?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. In fact, a lot of DDA's projects or the initiatives, specifically the placemaking projects, there's been a lot of collaboration between MSU and the DDA, the city, and again, the DMB Downtown Management Board. You know, we've partnered with MSU Wharton Center, the Institute for Arts and Creativity. That partnership began under the Place Project again. And the Wharton Center, they just provided some free children's programming, dance and movement classes downtown in our Ann Street Plaza. Like I mentioned prior, the rotating artwork display program, that's a collaboration with MSU Broad Art Museum. Again, we use prints from their permanent collection to display in that program. We also partnered with the Broad Art Museum on their annual MSU Drawing Marathon. So typically the Drawing Marathon takes place at the MSU Broad Art Museum across the street, across Grand River. Well, last year we brought it on both sides of Grand River. So, and we did it again this year as well. And so what that is just a drawing live art event. It's free for the community. And it, again, it takes place at the Broad Art Museum and then across the street in what we call the 500 block pedestrian alley. We also partnered with MSU College of Arts and Letters, their Citizen Scholars Program. This is a new program as well that just came to fruition. We'll be hiring 2 interns per semester to help with downtown related activities. And in fact, we just hired our first 2 interns. One will really be focusing on managing relationships with the merchants downtown and then collecting data for informed decision making. Specifically, you know, how can we better communicate with our merchants downtown? And then the other intern, they'll be focusing on that DNA marketing campaign, providing support to city staff and whatnot. We also had the MSU Museum and Science Gallery. We partnered with them last summer. We brought a 8 film series documentaries to the show in Valley Court Park downtown. It was called Field of View, an art and science sandbox film series. So that we thought that was really successful. And then finally, we've been partnering with the Associated Students of Michigan State University. ASMSU. They've helped us out with what's called Moonlight Extravaganza. They've provided sponsorships and helped staff that event. And that event occurs during MSU's fall welcome. And really the purpose of that is to introduce the incoming class, the sophomore class now, to downtown East Lansing, as well as the downtown businesses. MSU also partnered with the DDA on Mental Health Mural Initiative. ASMSU commissioned a series of 7 murals that collectively provide a strong message regarding mental health awareness in our community. And so these murals provided by ASMSU were installed on the Division Street garage in downtown East Lansing because of ASMSU's donation. So we've had a lot of good collaboration going on, and we hope it can hope it continues in the future.
It sounds really awesome. I know with college towns, having that connection with the community is really important. And it seems like you're hitting the nail on the head with your commendable efforts.
Thank you.
And I know you previously you mentioned that there's a lot of development happening in East Lansing, and one only has to visit to witness all of the new construction that's going on. But what are some of the latest development projects or new businesses that have located in East Lansing?
Right. Well, yeah, as you're aware, you just kind of spoke to over the last several years, we've had the Landmark and Newman Loss, which is a combined student housing and 55 plus housing project with a commercial mixed use on the ground floor. Also the Graduate Hotel, the Abbott Apartments. There's been a lot of development, but there's still more to come. We're really excited about the MSU FCU, their downtown headquarters. That's being currently constructed, and we anticipate it'll open in summer 2023. That's a 7-story, 88,000 square foot building. It'll include MSU FCU's branch credit union on the ground floor. One of the floors will provide community space, and then there'll be general office space for tenants for lease and related support and services. It's a nonprofit real estate developer of live work, artist housing, artist studios, art centers, and arts friendly businesses. So what we're really trying to do is evaluate the need to provide affordable housing and creative workspace for the creative sector in East Lansing. And so we've partnered with ArtSpace to conduct a series of studies to identify that need and a potential redevelopment project. As far as new businesses, there's been quite a few. Just some of the more recent ones, we have More Than Vintage, Skin Studio 211, Raising Cane's, Goodfellas, Detroit Wing Company. We're really excited about the influx of new businesses in downtown.
Sounds like a really good opportunity for folks in the DDA career field and downtown revitalization to see firsthand what is happening, the explosive growth that's happening in East Lansing. But we are there for a conference, and of course, conference activities are paramount. But if we were to want to explore East Lansing a little bit more, what would be the things that you would recommend we check out or the places you would suggest we should visit?
You know, I'll keep this one short and sweet. I would really just encourage, you know, the attendees to explore our local businesses, all the new development and all the new placemaking projects that have been occurring downtown over the last several years. Our downtown is pretty dense. It's easy. It's very walkable. And so just a stroll up and down, you know, Grand River, come back down Albert Avenue, will really give people insight onto the what kind of growth and what we're up to in downtown East Lansing.
Well, the conference is actually happening at the Graduate, as you know. Yep. So it's a newer development in East Lansing, and we were able to stay there last year. I think folks who have not visited the Graduate will be very pleasantly surprised about the theming and the branding of the conference location. And so that would be one place that I would recommend. And then also walking around, if one has time, some of the more historic neighborhoods that are so close into campus and into the downtown area. There's a great, great synergy between the neighborhoods and the downtown as well. But Adam, I do want to say thank you so much for taking some time out of your day, but also being our tour guide for East Lansing.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. My pleasure. Thank you.
Okay. And we will see you in March.
Great. Looking forward to it. Thanks again.
We'd like to thank our guests, Dana and Adam, for serving as our expert guides for Advocacy Day and the Spring Workshop. We hope you've been inspired to attend. See you in March. This has been In My Downtown, a podcast by the Michigan Downtown Association.